the future. What does tomorrow and indeed the next 100 years hold for the TTBWA, the blind and the visually impaired? When the association started, it was able to meet the basic needs of food, clothing and shelter for persons who were blind. Today, blind and visually impaired persons want more than that. They want accessible education, opportunities to be employed in regular jobs and to participate in the development of the nation. They want access to printed materials and affordable transportation, homes for their families and truly to be included at all levels of national life. This can only be done when we change the culture of our people and educate them that persons who are blind are equal but just do things differently, differently abled. Specific laws must be drafted, passed and implemented, with institutions set up to monitor and regulate, to ensure the full success and implementation of these laws. Science is advancing rapidly, to ensure that persons who would have been blind in the past would not lose their remaining vision through surgeries and low vision aids. Those who have no vision can now be assisted with text-to-speech and optical character recognition software. As we speak, driverless cars are being tested. Blind people owning their own vehicles is within the realm of possibility. Assistive technologies continue to be developed and improved in the areas of large print access, speech access, braille access and scan material access. Some products on the market include the touch mobile phone concept, which incorporates braille voice systems and optical reading devices, a braille Rubik's Cube, a safe and sanitary mug that senses hot water at various levels of a cup, a walking stick with a lens at the bottom that is programmed to recognize special things such as stairs and traffic lights through sonic vibrations, tactile flashcards for learning, a Feel the Time watch, e-books in braille, a sign language voice translator, a navigation bracelet that uses GPS, voice commands and audio and haptic feedback, a touch color painting tablet, a braille Polaroid camera, acts as an instant braille printer, translating the basic shape of an object into texture so that the blind can collect images in an album, a color sensor to help see with sound, can help the blind see colors by associating each color with a particular sound. In addition, the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago, through the efforts of the TTBWA, is currently adding raised shapes to currency bills to identify the denomination of each bill. Braille phone, braille note taker,